So great to be learning together, Sharia Raz, Women's Shuvah. We're going to talk this week about Mayim Achronim, the washing at the end of a meal. A lot of people can be neglectful about this, and there's somehow a lot of women think that women are not obligated, even though men are obligated. So a Sephardic man should wash Mayim Achronim, but somehow women think that they're excused from it. But there's no basis for this. I just heard from Rabbi Karchkerman, there's no basis to say that a Sephardic woman should not wash Mayim Achronim. Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim, Siman Kuf Pei Aleph, says straight out, Mayim Achronim Chova. It's obligation. Three words, Mayim Achronim Chova. It's straight out in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah is more lenient to say, well, it doesn't apply today. We don't have this pungent salt called Melch Sedomit that would be dangerous if someone would put it into their eyes. If yet it's essential to clean your hands from the Dead Sea salts. But today we don't have these Melch Sedomit, says Tosfos. There's no reason to do Mayim Achronim. And many Ashkenazim rely on this. That's fine. Though it's much better for Ashkenazim to wash Mayim Achronim as well. That's a very, very worthwhile thing for Ashkenazim to do, to say the least. Some say with certainly the Vilna Gaon say it's required, but for Sfaradim, it's required. Now, there's no basis to say that there's a difference between men and women. As Rabbi Karchkerman said very, very beautifully, there's no special Shulchan Aruch for women. It's the same Shulchan Aruch. And Maran does not distinguish between a man and a woman. He says three words again, Mayim Achronim Chova. No distinction between a man and a woman. Women are obligated in Mayim Achronim. So a Sephardic woman must do Mayim Achronim. At any bread meal, man, Sephardic man must absolutely do Mayim Achronim in every meal. Somehow people think otherwise, but there's no basis for saying so. Wishing everybody a great week, full of bracha and briyut.